I'm Jimmy Murray, and this is the History Fact of the Day. Today's history lesson is on
the Statue of Liberty. On this day in history, the Statue of Liberty, also known as the Liberty Enlightening the World from the French La Liberté Éclairant Le Monde, is a colossal neoclassical sculpture on Liberty Island, great, in New York Harbor within New York City in the United States. The copper statue, a gift from the people of France to the people of the United States, was designed by French sculptor Frédéric Auguste Bartholdi, and its metal framework was built by Gustave Eiffel, of Eiffel Tower fame. The statue is a figure of Libertas, a robed Roman liberty goddess. She holds a torch above her head with her right hand, and in her left hand carries a tabula anasta inscribed July 4th, 1776 in Roman numerals, the date of the U.S. Declaration of Independence. A broken shackle and chain lie at her feet as she walks forward, commemorating the recent national abolition of slavery. After its dedication, the statue became an icon of freedom and of the United States, seen as a symbol of welcome to immigrants arriving by sea. The torch-bearing arm was displayed at the Centennial Exposition in Philadelphia in 1876 and in Madison Square Park in Manhattan from 1876 to 1822. Fundraising proved difficult, especially for the Americans, and by 1885, work on the pedestal was threatened by lack of funds. Publisher Joseph Pulitzer, of Pulitzer Prize fame of the New York World, started a drive for donations to finish the project and attracted more than 120,000 contributors, most of whom gave less than a dollar, so he was kickstarting before Kickstarter was even a thing. The statue was built in France, shipped overseas in crates, and assembled on the completed pedestal on what was then called Bedloe's Island. The statue's completion was marked by New York's first ticker tape parade and a dedication ceremony presided over by President Grover Cleveland. The statue was administered by the United States Lighthouse Board until 1901 and then by the Department of War since 1933. It has been maintained by the National Park Service as part of the Statue of Liberty National Monument and is a major tourist attraction. Unfortunately, the monument has temporarily been closed since March 16, 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Public access to the balcony around the torch has been barred since 1916. You used to be able to go to that? Alright, I gotta explore this more. So, see you guys next week.
I'm Jimmy Murray. Thanks for listening to History Facts on the Kid Friendly Network. Music is by Kevin MacLeod. Executive producer Chris Kremitzos.